travel world right here on AM 600.
CIQC.
I've never been there, but the brochure looks nice. Jump in, let's go. Lay back, enjoy the show.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Travel World with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and the silent Eden Latrondo on our last week. We got our buddy Eli, who's laughing in the control booth. How you doing? We have our intro to the brand new Sex on the Beach tones.
Yes, I think they're going to recreate that on the Metro next. They'll have to reprogram it when the trains start out of the station.
Yeah, yeah, instead of Frank Mills getting the royalty off of doo-doo-doo.
Right.
Well, we had a great deal of response from last week's episode of The Hands of Chad. We do have 21 episodes scripted, so we'll probably be reading one on the air live. It is Eden's last day, and it's been great having her with us throughout this month. Eden, you got a job in Toronto. You're starting on Monday?
Actually, I have to talk to them about that, but I'm pretty set. But I've enjoyed my time here, actually. It's been very fun.
It's been very fun. We've written some scripts. We got all kinds of great stuff lined up for you. Plus, we have more on the themes of Chad coming up in a minute. We want to send out, actually, a little contest, a little dial-in for our listeners. One of the nice things we like to do here on Travel World is to reward the people who listen to us for a while, because there's a lot of jokes that build up as
you
listen.
Stories continue along each week to week, and so people who are regular listeners, they get to know the whole cast of characters and the recurring themes, and it becomes part of a big family here on Travel World.
Yeah, well, by far the one that's lasted the longest and has actually generated the most response is Chad the Masseur. And Chad this week is actually racing out in, in Ohio this week?
Yeah, I think it was Ohio, yes.
Yeah, I think last time he was racing out in the Finger Lakes region. I think it was the Middle Finger Lake, Lake Trudeau or something like that. But at any rate, here we are talking about Chad some more. We've got a contest about Chad, and we have a trip coming up, trip for two this weekend for Vermont. Actually, it's going to, courtesy of the Black Locust Inn, Len and Valerie Vignola, and the Golden Retriever Lady. Anybody with a Golden Retriever is automatically a friend of mine. And
it's a great place. It's Waterbury is one of those quiet towns. You know, a lot of people go through it on their way to Stowe, and they just don't stop off. There's so much to do. Waterbury is the epicurean capital of Vermont. I mean, there's like five food producers in making great products right in Waterbury. And so if you can get away on Sunday and head away for a couple of days, Len Vignola is welcoming somebody to visit him.
That's for sure. So we invite a couple of listeners in who will answer a trivia question, which I'll give you in a moment. Just to give you an idea to whet your appetite, Waterbury, Vermont, the Black Locust Inn. Black Locust is a very beautiful tree, beautiful flowers. It's kind of nestled. It's a small bed and breakfast. A very, very gorgeous place. You just got to see it. And it's right in the middle of the epicurean capital of the Vermont Waterbury area. Let me see. The schedule will go. You arrive Sunday at 1 in the afternoon, and you take a tour of the Cold Hollow Cider Mill, which is apple cider and things like that. And after you've done that, if you like cheese, not feta cheese and tomatoes, mind you, but if you like cheese, you get to go to the Cabot Cheese...
Cabot Cheese Company.
And sample cheeses there. Now, I don't know about this, Steve. Green Mountain Chocolates?
No, I think I'll stay in my room. I'll pass on that.
Yeah, I don't think we like chocolate too much. Anybody who likes chocolate is automatically going to like this. After this, we've got... Cold Hollow, and we've got the Old Stagecoach Inn, the Black Locust Inn, the Awards Lunch, Ben and Jerry. So the trivia contest for our callers is, who gives the best massage in the city of Montreal? So we'll give you a minute or two to call in. We already have people on the lines there, so we'll pick among our listeners to see who's going to give the answer. Steve, tell us a little bit about our latest sponsor.
Well, it's Air Montreal. Now, Air Montreal is a Montreal-based company out of Dorval Airport, but they don't fly right from the main terminal building, which is one of the benefits. They fly a fleet of Metroliner aircraft to points in the province of Quebec, places like Val-d'Or, Rouen, Dalbo, Bagotville, Île-de-la-Madeleine. And they guarantee that their prices are 50% less than their competitors. You don't have to reserve 3 weeks in advance, stay over Saturday night. There's no advance purchase, no minimum or maximum stay requirement, and you save 50%. And the savings are also in time, because you don't have to get there an hour, hour and a half before. They suggest you check in at their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue, just off Côte de Liesse, half an hour before. It's ticketless travel, so no ticket to lose. you also, I mean, they serve you little snacks before you get on in their terminal building. The parking is free at the Ryan Avenue terminal.
Free parking.
Free parking. No airport improvement fee to pay either. And in each terminal that they serve, I mean, Quebec City or Val-d'Or or Rouen or Dorval, it's the same people that you see each time if you're a frequent traveler. They get to know you. It's that friendly.
You like small companies like that. And actually, just to clarify, Ryan Avenue is easy to get to. You wonder where the hell is Ryan Avenue. But if you take the, off the Highway 13, if you take the exit to get to Côte d'Ivoire eastbound, that's the first street you see. You just turn right, and you're there.
Right, you're right there.
Air Montreal.
Air Montreal.
No airport, no nonsense, no, you know, no muss, no fuss. You park for free, you take the airplane. Air Montreal sounds like a really great way
right,
to get
and
to
when
place
you,
to place.
Right, it's save time checking in, save time traveling, save money on the fare. And that's the whole concept of Air Montreal. And we're pleased to welcome them as a sponsor. You can give them a call. I asked your travel agent about them, or give them a call at 1-888-631-2111. And you know, picture here of the aircraft. It's all single.
Neat?
Yes, all single seating. So
wow.
You're guaranteed a window or an aisle. You know, not going to be stuck in a middle seat somewhere in
right.
the back row. And you know, times, you know, a couple of flights a day to each of their destinations. Time conveniently go in the morning, come back in the evening, so it's very convenient for the business traveler.
Yeah, so we like to support local business. Support local business, support anybody with the word Montreal in their name.
Right,
that's
and
say.
Next week we'll be learning more about the company. Judy Fay, their director of sales and marketing, will be in studio with
us
here.
Okay, wow, the lines are really loaded here. And apparently we have a winner to our contest, actually two winners. We've got Maureen Granitsky, and we've got Helen on the line. Actually, on the line right now, Maureen. Maureen, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
That's wonderful. So so who gives the best massage in Montreal?
Chad, the engineer.
Yes. That's the right answer.
It's common knowledge. He's never going to forgive us for that one. So, well, congratulations,
wow,
Maureen.
That's great. Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to
You're coming to Vermont with us tomorrow.
Oh, that would be great. I'm very excited. It's the first time I've ever won a contest on radio.
Well, there you go. You got to be a listener to CIQC's Travel World.
I certainly do.
We reward our listeners.
Okay.
Thank you for listening, Maureen. It's wonderful. And we're going to go to Helen, actually, on line three there, Lance. Helen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, very well.
I guess you know the answer.
Well, without a doubt, it's Chad the engineer.
Absolutely. The best massage in the city of Montreal.
Yes, and I won't say how I know.
Okay. All right, Helen, well, you're joining us on that junket to Vermont.
Well, great. I'll eat the chocolate.
No, actually, I heard that you were allergic to chocolate. We have to split that for you.
No,
are you
no.
sure?
I will eat.
You're sure you're going to sample these?
You won't eat all day today, so you can leave extra room for the gastronomic delicacies that await you in the Waterbury region.
Oh, this is fabulous.
These are among the, you realize these are among the finest chocolates in all of Vermont.
Yes, I do know that.
Well, actually, we're going to have to cancel that for you because we know you don't like chocolate.
Oh, no. It's a misnomer. No.
Well, it was either that or what was it? The Ben & Jerry's factory tour?
Yes, that's also included in the itinerary for the winners. And but also there's some outdoor time as well, hiking and cycling and golf and whatever else you want to do in the area. I mean, Waterbury is centrally located for all of those great outdoor pursuits that the Green Mountains are so known for.
So do you like ice cream, Helen?
Yes, I do, a lot.
Okay, so I guess we're going to have to do that, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Helen and Maureen, thank you for being such great listeners to Travel World. We appreciate having you on board. And, you know, Lance will give you the details of the trip. And we'll look forward to having you on board tomorrow.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
Great. So
thank
let's move
you.
On, Steve. What else have we
yes,
got here?
Yes, well, also, if you're out and about today, I mean, Manny Witt has another one of his booths out, this time just specializing on Vermont. We're talking about Vermont. And if you want some more information on all the great attractions going on this summer in the Green Mountain State, drop by Manny's booth at the Rockland Center in town of Mount Royal going on today during regular store hours. Pick up all the information you need to plan your summer vacation in Vermont from Manny Witt.
And you can even meet his daughter, Lisa Witt, who, as the other joke goes of the show, has a knitting company called Knit Wit. But
and people comment on that all the time when they meet her now.
Oh, really?
She says people have said, "Oh, I've heard it on AM 600. I came by your booth just because I heard it on Travel World." And we know that some people are listening out there that
the power
drop by the power of the media.
This is
yes.
a fun program. I love doing this. So, great. We have Air Montreal on board.
Air Montreal. And after the break, we're going to be talking to the Prince of Plattsburgh, Tom Mesner from WPTZ, what's going on in Clinton County this summer, and also some of his favorite travels, other places he's been in the past few years, some of his picks and suggestions. So, a lot of fun.
So, at the end of all this, what are we going to, you know, when Tom quits, what are we going to call him? The weatherman formerly known as Prince of Plattsburgh?
I don't know.
Give him
I don't
a special
know.
Symbol, maybe?
Let's take a break. Lance, roll the break.
Another holiday.
I think you're dead.
CIQC Montreal.
We're taking news one step further. Global's got you covered with 90 minutes of TV news. News First with Heather Hiscox at 5:30. Global Tonight at 6 with Jamie Orchard. And First National with Peter Kent at 6:30.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
You know you have a winner when you choose Westmount Florist. For more than 35 years, they've provided beautiful flowers for any and every occasion. Two locations to serve you. 360 Victoria in Westmount and 309 Lakeshore in Pointe Claire. Call 488-9121. Westmount Florist.
I'm Gord Logan. If there's something you'd like to say about Viewpoint or any of our programming on AM 600, you can call our listeners' line, 767-5568. You can also email your comments or questions, www.ciqc.com.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel du Four, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel du Four, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
So, there you are, stuck in traffic. No one to talk to except the driver of the car beside you. And he doesn't look too friendly. Be part of our Bell Mobility Traffic Connection and be a friend in need. Call in with your traffic information and you'll be helping other drivers like yourself. Thanks to Bell Mobility. Calls are free, so call Star 600, CIQC's Bell Mobility Traffic Connection.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on CIQC 600 with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and the silent Eden Letrondo. Prosper is busy. I believe he's got his hands full today.
Yes.
Or hope we have his
yes,
hands
so.
Full today. And,
Idlehines.
Yeah. First
Idlehines
time I heard
Canada.
That song by Meredith Brooks was last year at the Lilith Fair. I've always got a kick out of it, and contrary to its controversial title, actually it is a happy song, but I love it. Sounds terrific. So we're looking forward to having very soon online with us the Prince of Plattsburgh himself, Steve.
Yes. Tom Mesner will be joining us in just a couple of moments.
You've seen him on Channel 5.
Yes, on WPTZ.
Or 16.
Yes, 16 Cable and the News Center for the North Country.
So that's great. Hey, we got the man online. Let's put him on. Tom, Prince of the North, Prince of Plattsburgh. That's King of the North Country's Bird Burdan, of course.
I'm the new Bird Burdan.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Well, we're having a great time here on Saturday.
Well, good deal.
Now, a lot of Montrealers all head down to Plattsburgh and Clinton County. We're going to be talking about some of your other favorite travel destinations, but what would you suggest some people heading down to Plattsburgh and Clinton County this summer? Off the beaten path, things that are your special picks and suggestions.
Well, I think, the jewel here is certainly Lake Champlain. And I think sometimes it's really nice to get off the beaten path as far as not necessarily going to the beach in Plattsburgh, but finding some of the other areas to get to the lake. You know what I mean? Along the lake shore, down south of Plattsburgh. And there are other parks and things like that that have beaches other than the city beach that I think are beautiful. So I would kind of keep an eye out for that. Also, driving through some of the towns along the lake, you know, things like Westport and Essex, New York and stuff. Just beautiful. I love it.
Right. You get those lake views, and, of course, just to get out on the lake in a boat, I mean, that's sort of what summer is all about.
Oh, no question about it. As a matter of fact, back before we had a child in the house, my wife used to join me, and we would kind of bounce around on the lake, you know, do weekend trips. You leave from Plattsburgh, then you go to Burlington, you stay a night, or in Westport, or way down south in the lake, and it was just, it was so much fun.
Ooh, on your boat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was kind of neat.
Now, also, restaurants. People like to get away from just eating at McDonald's and Burger King all the time.
Or Lum's.
You know, people have their favorite places. What would some
Taco
of those?
Taco Bell.
Yeah, well, Willem always goes to Taco Bell when he's down in Plattsburgh, but there are other places than that.
Well, there are, and some of the best places, I think, again, are along the lakeshore when you get south of the city. When you head on down, say, Westport, the Yacht Club down there, and there are some other, you know, restaurants overlooking the lake. I'm a big view guy. Love looking at something gorgeous when I'm eating. But in Plattsburgh, there are a couple of wonderful places. Anthony's is a very nice place if you're into pretty fine dining. And there's a place called the Butcher Block that's right on the main drag in Plattsburgh that I like a lot. That's pretty good, too. There aren't a zillion restaurants down here, that's for sure, especially if you're used to Montreal or Quebec City. You come on down here and the pickings are a little slimmer. But if you look hard enough, you'll find something that's pretty good.
One thing I like in Montreal, Tom, of course, during the jazz festival, is eating out on a terrace and looking at all the beautiful Montreal women.
Isn't that the greatest?
It's just gorgeous. It's nice to have that. But also down in Plattsburgh, you have some great places not just to eat, but to shop and also to stay.
Well, sure. I mean, the hotels do real well here, and a lot of Canadians are in there coming down for the weekend to, you know, enjoy the lake, but also do some shopping at the mall. I know it used to be a little more crowded than it is these days. You'd see Quebec license plates as far as the eye could see. And that thinned out a little bit, of course, because of the exchange and things like that. But there are still lots of folks in there. A lot of Canadians, if I'm in the mall, will just say hi. You know, we watch and stuff. And I'll say, where are you from? And an awful lot of them from Montreal. Our viewership on Channel 5 from the city is pretty good.
Right, you get a lot of the crossover traffic, people who are watching for the NBC network programming who stick with it for local coverage, and as well people who are heading away for vacations in, you know, New York and Vermont. They want to get sort of the weather and sort of the local angle on what they're going to do on the weekend.
Yeah, I think you're right. The other thing is I do this community calendar thing. It's a real hometown, hold the clipboard, tell you who's having a chicken barbecue and things like that. And I think a lot of folks see that because that pops up during some other shows. As you say, like the network shows, but, you know, maybe Oprah, Wheel of Fortune, that kind of thing, too. So there's a little cross-promotion there as well.
No, that's very interesting. Now, other than discovering places around Plattsburgh and Clinton County, what are some of your other favorite travel destinations, places you've been to over the past couple of years?
Well, let's see. A few years ago, my wife and I went to Grand Cayman.
Oh, yes, like Grand Cayman.
Did you pay him in Canadian tire money like Stephen did?
Well, I'm sorry, what?
When Stephen once went to Grand Cayman.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
yes,
and he paid the man in Canadian Tire money.
Uh-huh. I had to spend my own.
Well, it was actually a gag. You know, the guy, Stephen let him off the hook after a while, but again, the guy gave him, he says, see, 25C, that's 25 Canadian dollars, and the old man in front, that's the Prime Minister, and the gas bar in the back, those are the Parliament buildings.
Uh-huh.
Stephen's favorite gag.
Yeah, so every time we pass a Canadian Tire store, we have to salute, there's a Parliament building for passing.
Absolutely. How did you like Grand Cayman?
Oh, very, very quiet, but very, very serene. It's a place to go for relaxation. The beach was great, 7 Mile Beach.
Yeah, 7 Mile Beach. That's where we stayed, too. And what we did is we also went to Barbados, kind of to compare a little bit. And I thought Grand Cayman was really quite a bit nicer than Barbados.
Right, because it's less of that touristy feel, but
yeah.
Great places to stay. There's not that many chain hotels, although they are have in the recent years built more, the Westin, the Radisson. But people going to Grand Cayman traditionally stay in condominium accommodations.
Which is what we did. Right on the beach, you have your own kitchen and things like that. And expense-wise, if you want to cook in, I think it helps a lot. But it's also just nice because you're on your own schedule and We had the beach right out front, and it was, boy, when it's a drab and dreary day like today, it sure sounds nice, doesn't it?
Right, you think going down there, we went in the month of June, actually, a few years ago, say to the Beachcomber condominiums,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, a lot of times people can find out about condominiums. People advertise just in the local paper, in the Gazette, because a lot of those condos are owned by Montrealers. They're held as an investment, and that's sometimes the easiest way to get hold of a condo in the Cayman Islands. Is just to look in the local paper.
I didn't even realize that. Hey, did you guys see the movie The Firm?
Yes.
Did you see, you know, they shot a lot of that on 7 Mile Beach?
Yeah, yeah, I noticed that. That was,
I thought it was funny to...
Right, when you've seen the place before and...
I know!
The favorite drink in Cayman Islands is Heineken. I don't know how Heineken, but they don't call it a Heineken. They have to, you know, have a greenie. Have a greenie, it becomes part...
I didn't realize that. That's what they called them?
Yeah, because a green bottle, so let's have a greenie, have a Heineken. And and they love Domino's down there. Every place on Domino tables. Domino's, not the pizzeria. No.
Donini's is the only pizzeria.
Yes, but, you know, you play a game of Domino's and have a greenie, and that's a favorite pastime.
Well, that reminds me of years ago when we used to go to Toronto, because I grew up in Western New York. And in Toronto, you would see people all night long, right into the morning, playing chess all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out just on the sidewalks.
Yeah, especially off of Yonge Street.
Yeah.
One kind of dominoes you don't want to be playing this weekend, of course, is in Milwaukee when you see all the motorcycles. Don't trip and fall.
Knock some motorcycles down. No, you don't want to do that. No,
no way.
Sorry.
But the other fun thing in Cayman Islands was visiting the turtle farm. Did you get out to the turtle farm?
We did. We did.
That's sort of the number one tourist attraction, and
not the loggerhead turtle.
No. They protected the turtles by having a turtle farm,
yes.
But they also raised them. You can have turtle steaks, and it's a big.
Oh,
thing.
That's nice. Yeah,
a big thing on the menu is to have turtle steak.
Well, it's also Grand Cayman that way down at the end of the island is the town called Hell.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's interesting because people pile down there and they sell postcards.
Okay,
you get the postmark from there and you send them to all your friends.
Postcard from hell.
Yes, postcard from hell, and you can say, wish you were here, you can go to hell too, you know.
That's right.
You can write the message, you know. And it just, we didn't.
The postcard you always wanted to send,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, always. I have a few people on my list. I won't mention them, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can send a postcard, and if somebody comes up to you afterwards and says, what were you saying that for? No, I actually went there, and it's such a great place.
Yeah.
I wanted you to visit. I was thinking of you when I went there.
Thinking of you. Oh, man. This, of course, Stephen is the guy that would go places like California and stuff like that, and there would be a guy who couldn't make the trip because of some unfortunate thing but really wanted to go badly, and Steve would send him a postcard from the place, go, wish you were here.
Oh, that's nice.
really thinking of you because we're having such a great time. But the other thing that is a great suggestion in Grand Cayman is to take the Circle Tree, rent a car just for the day, because otherwise you really don't need a car in Grand Cayman, because they have the bus service along 7 Mile Beach, takes you downtown to the shopping area. But if you want to visit to the far end of the island and just tour around, rent a car just for the day. And
yeah, that's exactly what we did, as a matter of fact. And one thing that was real strange is that you drive on the other side of the road there.
Yes, it takes some getting used to. Because
it does take a little getting used to. Of course, the steering wheel and everything is on the opposite side of the car, in addition to driving on the other side of the road. And if you're not using your head, you're going to have some trouble there pretty quickly.
Right.
Oh, no, a bus.
Whoops.
Yes, he just went the wrong way. But it's interesting in the interior, because it is not very developed outside of the beach area.
True.
And you can go for miles going through the interior, and you hope your car does not break down, because, you know, there's nothing really for miles around. The indigenous...
the outback.
Population.
Just drive a Subaru outback.
The nature, interior nature, like land crabs and wild rabbits and parrots. That seems to be what the interior jungle.
Yeah, thank you. No. Don't mention snake infestation, like in Guam.
No, I think we'll pass on that one.
One thing we noticed is we rented a car when we went to Barbados as well, and we found there was a big difference when you drove off the beaten path between that and the Cayman Islands, in that there were some very, very poor areas in Barbados.
Right.
And there were a couple of them in Grand Cayman, but the difference was really, it was quite a bit. I mean, obviously a lot more money on Grand Cayman than certainly most of the islands down in the Caribbean.
Tom, could you hold that thought? We got to talk about pizza.
Yeah, time for pizza. If you call now at 11:30 in 30 minutes or less, your piping hot oven fresh pizza, Pizza Donini, will be at your door. Just one number to call, 383-6000, 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Real great pizza and a whole lot more. Just that one number, 383-6000, Pizza Donini.
All right, Lance, roll the break.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
I'm a father of an 18-year-old daughter. She's living with an ex-con. She got pregnant a couple of weeks back.
Rona at night.
She may choose to live with or have a relationship with a guy who just came out of prison. She may choose to not use birth control and get pregnant. She may choose to do those things, but why on earth would you make it easy for her? You're her father. You're supposed to make it hard.
It ain't always pretty.
Life with Rona Raskin, midnight till 2, here on AM 600 CIQC.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Weekday afternoons between noon and 2, the doctor is in.
I'm not suggesting you have to treat him like he's somebody who's stupid.
She's clinical psychologist Dr. Joy Brown.
You're really sort of trying to get him used to the idea that the children are fun rather than burdensome.
The insight of Dr. Joy Brown, weekdays at noon, here on AM 600, information radio that's interactive. Our website is www.ciqc.com.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
There's a special team dedicated to making it just a little easier to start your workday. Leslie Robinson has traffic. Jason Mayoff and Jim Connell provide detailed news. Business analysis from Tom Bell. Elliot Price has sports. The team leader is Jim Duff. Monday morning from 6 till 9 on AM 600. Montreal's interactive information station. On the internet, www.ciqc.com.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600 CIQC. You're here with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and the silent Eden Letrondo on her last day following her internship. Well, that was a Hysteria by Def Leppard. Of course, the video for that song is, you know, you're taking a drive through the country, watching the leaves and stuff. It's more appropriate to autumn, I know, but it's a sweet song, and it's going to remind our lucky listeners of their trip to Waterbury, Vermont.
Yes, heading off to the Black Locust Inn, Len Vignola in Waterbury. Great place, 1832, restored farmhouse, 6 rooms. Great place to stay in Waterbury.
And just as nice a place to go, of course, is the North Country of New York. And we have spoken last year with King of the North Country, Bird Burdan, and we have the latest incarnation. We have the Prince of Plattsburgh himself online, Tom Messner. How are you, Tom?
It's the Prince of Plattsburgh, huh?
Yeah, that would be our latest coinage. You can actually print that on your business cards now.
Yeah, maybe I will do that. Let me write that down here.
Oh, yeah. And Stephen now, she thinks someone else is going to be called the Princess of Plattsburgh, too. So. Oh, my. So you were telling us, you know, I was thinking about that driving in Cayman Islands. Of course, you got to drive on the right-hand side of the road. They actually did some studies of some smaller countries like Great Britain and what have you that had a lower accident rate, you know, with a similar population to Quebec. So they were considering a proposal back in the 80s, of course, the government was doing this, just to see to improve highway safety records. They decided they were going to try the British system of driving on the right-hand side of the road. So the plan went that as of, I think it was September the 1st, 1985, all the cars and motorcycles will drive on the left-hand side of the road. And if it was successful, then by November the 1st, all the trucks and buses would start doing it too.
What a great idea.
Yes. I'd hire a consultant to figure that one out. Whenever there's something so strange going on, you probably figure a consultant was behind the that great move.
I think the ambulance workers are going to have their work cut out for them during the transition.
Yes, it's make work in certain sectors of the economy, that's for certain.
Yeah, that is for sure.
But going around Grand Cayman, you were quite correct, because Grand Cayman has very little unemployment. And while there are some areas that, to us in Canada, the United States, may look a bit on the rundown side, it is nowhere near the poverty levels you would see in Barbados or Jamaica.
Well, it's true, and I have a sister who's getting married, well, in 2 weeks, as a matter of fact. They're going to do their honeymoon in Jamaica, and they're going... Well, it's true, and I have a sister who's getting married, well, in 2 weeks, as a matter of fact. They're going to do their honeymoon in Jamaica, and they're going to one of the big resorts, Sandals, down there. And when they book the trip, they tell them, listen, wouldn't recommend you leave the Sandals compound, just because it's a whole different story from being inside as opposed to being outside the compound, and they just kind of want to keep you away from the population a little bit, because for that reason, I think.
Right, because that's what led to the growth of the all-inclusive concept in places like Jamaica and the Dominican Republic as well.
Yeah.
Because the... You know, they wanted to create a secure, safe environment for people to get away from it, but they didn't want to have to contend with a multitude of beggars and, you know, the resultant crime problems.
And choosers. I always wanted to visit its alter ego Scandals, but...
I might get a higher occupancy rate. What goes on behind those doors?
Well, we actually spoke more about that. Actually, last Valentine's Day, we had the people from Super Club, Super Lido, Breezes, and our favorite place, Hedonism 2. Talk about a nice place to go.
Now, other places in the United States, I mean, you talk about the, you know, going to the Caribbean, but what, other than hanging around the North Country and visiting some of those places, what places in the United States have particularly caught your fancy?
Well, a couple of months ago, I was out in Las Vegas. I think Las Vegas is a lot of fun. It's one of those places, as far as I'm concerned, what a super place to visit, but I'm not quite sure how people live there.
Yeah, it's one of those places that you get the impression that if you had to live there 365 days a year, you might go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's just fantasy land, and I'm certainly not a big gambler, but you can go out there and almost be a recreational gambler. You know, you put aside whatever you choose, $100, when it's gone, get out of there, which I don't have a problem doing that. And to me, it's just a whole lot of fun, and the big shows, and it's like, wow, I feel like I'm in a cartoon or something. And then you get out of there, and you come back home to reality. So, yeah, if you live there day in and day out, I can't imagine life being anywhere remotely similar to what we're used to in the real world, you know?
Right, because, you know, we had fun when we went to Las Vegas, attended a trade show, and it was nice to see the NAMAX and to eat in some fine restaurants and just stroll along the strip. But other than that, you got the impression, you know, what would you do if you had to live there all the time?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think about living along Lake Champlain, and we've kind of got the best of both worlds, we feel, here, because we spend an awful lot of time in Montreal. Certainly a little bit less since we have the two-year-old in the house, but we still get up there. I was up for the Grand Prix last weekend, as a matter of fact. But we have a situation where we live in a neighborhood just south of Plattsburgh, and it's on the lake. And so you have the, you know, the summer lake kind of thing going. Whiteface Ski Area we ski is about 45 or 50 minutes away. Yet, when we want to go up, get some fine dining, super entertainment, big city life, Montreal is literally about an hour up the road. So we really have it all as far as we're concerned. If you're willing to drive about an hour from where we live, you're going to hit, you can go to Montreal, you can go to Burlington, you can go to Lake Placid. It's a nice little central location for a lot of great things here.
Yeah, it's awfully great there. Tom, I want to ask you another side of Plattsburgh, too, because we know that since the Air Force Base closed down some years ago, they've been working actively at trying to do something, actually, with the compound. What exactly is going on now in Plattsburgh?
Well, I wish I could tell you a whole lot, but not much, to be honest with you. That stuff is done so behind the scenes. You hear bits and pieces of how they're negotiating with Company X and Company Y, and they're trying to bring, a facility in that might repair airplanes and things like that. But it really, really is moving at a snail's pace. So I honestly don't know the answer to that. They've added a few businesses out there, so just slowly but surely it seems like they're going in the right direction. But as far as anything major, so far, nothing.
And what kind of impact has that had on Plattsburgh, the people and the way of life in the community?
Well, I think a lot of it was an attitude more than economics, to tell you the truth, because I don't think that you saw a lot of businesses going under necessarily, but I think that it was kind of a blow almost to the ego. It's like, how could this happen? This is one of the finest Air Force bases in the country. And there are quite a few people that live in our neighborhood who were active Air Force personnel who retired when the Air Force base left because they just wanted to stay in the area. And it gives you an idea of the type of people that were here that really wanted to be here. And Air Force in the United States is really top-shelf stuff as compared to some other branches of the service, the services out there. Air Force people just tend to be really community-oriented, great people to have around. So I think when they left, it was just kind of, gee, that's really a shame, and we certainly have some work to do with the property. But I found that economically, I don't think, certainly there was some impact, but it wasn't the blow that so many feared.
And so what would you say the main industry now in Plattsburgh? Is it mainly tourism, or what is it?
Yeah, probably. Maybe paper plants. GP down here, they make things like toilet paper and stuff like that, and that's one of the bigger. But as far as one big company, there really isn't one. So tourism would certainly be up there, yeah.
That's interesting. And toilet paper plant, well, that's in for life, that's for sure.
Well, those are the kinds of things you need. Maybe some paper towels.
It's a staple.
That would be good too.
It's almost a commodity or something like that. I couldn't figure out, I watched that movie Demolition Man some years ago, with Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock, and they have this little, I don't know, in-joke in the movie or anything, like he tries to go to the bathroom and he's got these three seashells there.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's managed to suggest a way that you use the three seashells, but they giggled at him through the whole movie about you don't know how to use the three seashells. For me, I'd rather use a little bit of paper,
Yes, unless you go to the Inn by the Falls in Niagara Falls.
Inn by the Falls, in which you can use the latest phone book. Thank you, Dave Cooper. We were relating some of our adventures.
Whenever you travel, there's always an adventure and there's always a story to recount. What is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you on a trip?
Oh, man. I can tell you one of the things that surprised me the most was when we went to Barbados, my wife and I, we were on our honeymoon, and Barbados is a long ways away, at least I thought. And we went to this place there that had a roof and no sides, which in the islands down that way, that's not out of the ordinary. There are just no walls, which I thought that was so interesting. They have the trade winds blowing through, so you don't have like a bug problem like you do, in northern New York or in Quebec or whatever. But anyhow, we sat down. It was the day of the Super Bowl. Everybody was piling in, and Dallas was playing Buffalo. And I grew up pretty close to Buffalo, so it was like, all right, this is going to be great. And a guy came over and said, hey, you're Tom Messner from WPTZ. And I thought, how could this be? I'm half a world away. Turns out that guy was from Montreal and, had been watching and things like that. And it was just, I find that even though we live kind of in the corner of the world, it seems like, certainly in the United States, we're off the beaten path here, it seems like no matter where we go, somebody somewhere seems to recognize me. And, it's got its upside and downside. It was kind of neat, but sometimes just like you want to get away from everything and be yourself, not have to worry about it. I don't know if it's possible anymore.
I don't know. The other person who was well-known, again, we were mentioning Bert Burdan.
Yeah.
We were out in, what was it?
It was in Salem, Massachusetts. We were taking the Salem trolley, and the bus driver got on, introduced himself, said, I'm Jimmy, I'll be your driver. I'm from Plattsburgh, New York, Bert Burdan land.
No.
That's how he introduced himself. So...
Well, we grew up to Bert Burdan, with his rockin' bird thing that he used to do.
Yeah, well, there was a song, Bert Burdan, right?
Oh, yeah?
I think that there was a song that I once heard, Bert Burdan, the weatherman or something. I know they were playing it on radio in Montreal on some station that I had heard about. And yeah, he had a huge following. He's such a nice man. I see him every once in a while. And he's still doing just fine, still hanging around town.
Tom, it was really wonderful to have you on the station with us this one time, and we'd like to have you again anytime. Please drop in.
Yeah, anytime you're in Montreal and you're here on a Saturday, feel free to drop by and join us in studio.
Well, I really appreciate that, you guys. I'd love to do that.
Wonderful. We're looking forward to you. Just drop in. Doesn't matter the topic. We always got a place for you behind the mic here at CIQC.
Well, thank you. You know, you better be careful. I might do that.
Be careful what you wish for. You might
right.
Yeah, that's kind of like daring me or Stephen to do something.
Yeah, somebody dares us to do something, so we have to do it, right?
Oh, my goodness. Tom, do you know who gives the best massage in Montreal? The answer, of course, is Chad the Engineer.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, listen, Tom, it was great having you. We're going to have to run a break here, so
We'll catch
call
up
us
with
again.
You later.
Yep, will do. Thanks again.
Wonderful.
Bye now.
You bye.
Too.
Lance, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Kinda look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
CIQC Montreal.
Hello from Bruy-Martineau. I'm Lita Polson on St. Charles Corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. Father's Day is coming. Maybe he's asking you for something from Bruy-Martineau. Drop by. Check it all out. Bring him with you. As a matter of fact, bring the whole family and bring the kids with you, too. You've been thinking about central vacuum cleaners. We have Beam central vacuum cleaners at Bruy-Martineau. Choose from one of the models and get the system that's best suited for your home and your cleaning needs. We have the experts here to explain Beam to you, and you won't have to drag around the heavy old appliance or change the messy bag. With Beam, it's so much easier. We have the model offered on special at $469, accessories included. Plus, with Beam, you buy now, you pay in June $19.99. Beam Central Vacuum Cleaners, they're at Bruy-Martineau, and we can explain them for you, help you out with them, give you all the details. Also, with moving season, Bruy-Martineau would like you to drop by and get a copy of their new June flyer. The selection of products, they defy the competition. They have the Caress Plus mattresses by Simmons offered at 50% off. And don't forget to take advantage of the buying plan. You buy now, no down payment, no interest before June $19.99 at Bruy-Martineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Bet your kids love Barney on TV. Bet they'll love him even more in person. Every Saturday morning, 9 till 11, he's there to greet the kids at Picasso. Saturday Family Breakfast plus Barney at Ser Picasso, 6810 Saint-Jacques, west of Cavendish. Always open when you're hungry.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 636-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Heading downtown with a hearty appetite? Stop by the Alouette Steakhouse for a charbroiled rib steak with all the trimmings, only $9.95. Park at the Molson Center. They're right on the corner of St. Catherine and Stanley. The Alouette Steakhouse, the place to eat before or after your downtown excursion.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants
weekend. Welcome back to Travel World right here on AM600 CIQC with Will and Backus, Stephen Pickford, and the silent Eden Latrondo. Not to be silent much longer.
Not much longer.
Hey, that was great talking to Tom Messner. That was a man from WPTZ, the weatherman. So he might drop in and see us. And we also have some lucky listeners headed down to...
Locust Inn.
That's awesome. Man with a golden retriever. Any man like that's a friend of mine. Due to popular demand, we'll actually be reading a couple of these Chad scripts on the air for you. So we're going to have what we call the Travel World Players.
Yes, I mean, as directed by Bill Luxton, he's...
Bill Luxton,
he gets involved in summer theater. If you're going to Ottawa, you have to check out what the latest production of Bill Luxton is.
Why don't you tell the listeners who Bill Luxton is?
Bill Luxton was a Ottawa broadcaster for many, many years. Joined CJOH when it came on the air in 1961. It's one of the first CTV stations. He was the co-host with Margaret Trudeau when she did her talk show, and he jumped up and down on top of a Chesterfield with Peter Jennings doing Orleans furniture commercial. Yes, in the history, they showed that video like 30 years at, or was it 25th anniversary of CJOH many years ago. I remember watching this, and they were showing these commercials that they did in the early days of CJOH. Bill Luxton and Peter Jennings jumping up and down on a Chesterfield saying, look how great and sturdy our Chesterfields are here at Orleans Furniture Highway 17 in Rockland. And
not like your first travel trip that you took and you decided to get away with jumping up and down on the bed.
Jump up and down on the bed? Well, you know,
Mr. Pickford.
Stand on the phone and don't get off the phone.
All these dumb stuff.
The dumb jokes and sight humor and sight gags. And,
like the plane you wouldn't get on. Remember the seaplane in Vancouver?
Yes.
No, I'm not going to get on it.
I watched it take off. It looked nice. Take the seaplane and have it land and we'll go see whale watching. So
The seaplane was great. It was smooth and beautiful. Vancouver Harbor to Victoria was awesome. So we have Lance standing by on the bell. Okay, this is episode number 2, delivery for Chad, and Eden, of course, will be the receptionist this time around. Now, if you remember last episode, the lady came into the massage depot where Chad works and demanded a massage. Chad was busy, and she raised the fuss until finally the receptionist relented and talked to Chad. Turns out the massage was for her husband, a Mr. Smith, so these are all serial. And now episode 2 of The Hands of Chad, and I'll be the delivery man. Okay, so... Okay, boys, bring them in right here.
Whoa, what the heck is all this? Wait, stop, you can't bring those in here.
Are you Chad, the one who gives the best massage in Montreal?
Well, obviously not. This is Massage Depot. Look, Chad's not in today, and you can't put those there. There's no room.
Does he really give the best massage in Montreal?
Of course he does. He won the award, didn't he? And besides, we here at Massage Depot only hire the best. Look, couldn't you bring those over to Chad's place? I'll give you his address.
No can do, sir. Been there. No answer. I was told to come here.
Okay, what the heck am I going to do with all these? You know, ever since Chad won the best massage in the city, it's been one surprise after another. Are there many more of those?
Another truckload.
Another truckload?
Well, the person who sent these must really like Chad a whole lot. I mean, a whole lot of Chad going around, it seems. So, what do you want me to do with the rest?
Okay, I guess we'll have to put them in the back for now.
Oh, here, I forgot. A little note of appreciation was sent along.
Dear Chad, I really, really enjoyed my time with you. I loved feeling your hands on me. You definitely deserve the best massage in the city. I'll be sure to tell all my friends about you. Yours truly, a very satisfied customer. This is crazy. It's one thing to really appreciate service, but this is ridiculous. Say, who sent these anyway? Probably Mrs. Johnson, right? She's always doing stuff like this. Only this time she's really outdone herself. It was her, wasn't it?
Actually, it wasn't Mrs. Johnson. It was sent all the way from Toronto. Mr. Smith? That was The Hands of Chad, episode 2.
Very satisfied customer.
Yeah, we actually have Eden scripted all the way up to episode 21. But
I think they're going to make it into a whole new series on Channel 9.
It would be pretty funny, The Hands of Chad.
Leaving my legacy behind.
Ville ou poudre, monsieur.
Yes, sponsored by Scott Paper Towels and Johnson Baby Oil.
I love this one, The Hands of Chad, episode 20, the baby oil commercial, now that you mentioned that. You want to hear this one, Lance? Baby oil commercial. Oh, let her rip, eh? Okay, Stephen, you got to be the announcer. All right, you're going to hold this up here. And, we have to have a Chad audio clip. We're going to produce this next week anyhow for Chad. Anyway, so, let's see now. Okay, it starts off. Honey, your skin is so soft. I never noticed before.
That's because I've started using the Chad baby oil, and it makes my skin so soft and supple.
Uh-huh.
Now you can maintain that fresh from a massage session with Chad feeling all day long. Chad's baby oil is being clinically tested, and both dermatologists and massage therapists approve it. On his new product, Chad had this to say.
Are you guys trying to get me into trouble?
Wrong clip, you idiot. Chad's Baby Oil, new from Smithson & Smithson, available at your local pharmacy today.
Smithson. Oh, my. So we're going to be producing a few more of these. It's more fun when Chad's in the studio to be totally embarrassed.
Right. I think that's part of the fun of it, you know. Watch him turn beet red and slide under the...
Oh, my goodness.
Table.
We love Chad the engineer. We hope he has good luck with his racing today. And, boy, that Vermont trip sure sounds good.
Yes, those lucky people heading down there.
We talked about the Cayman Islands. And,
yeah, that's a great place. I know you were going to go down there this winter, unfortunately, the ice storm.
The ice storm, yeah.
And lots of things got waylaid. A lot of people's travel plans got waylaid because of the ice storm. So
I'll go to the Beachcomber Resort there and... to meet Bruno Gerussi, I suppose.
Right? And go out on a boat ride. But no, we did stay at the Beachcomber, and it was beautiful. It was a two-and-a-half-bedroom beachfront condominium and full kitchen, dining room, living room. It was great, and that is really the way to stay. You know, sit in a hotel room. I mean, you can be anywhere, sit in a hotel room. You don't pay any more for these condos. It's also a great place. A friend of the show, David Sella from Dollard,
yes.
He goes down to Cayman Islands every winter, loves it too. He's a repeat and goes out, you know, deep sea diving, and, you know, it's a lot of great things to do. It's a real diving capital.
Yeah, but don't do what Stephen did. Don't try paying the guy with Canadian Tire money because, I mean, these guys work hard, and the guy actually gave Stephen change for 25 Canadian dollars.
Yes, you know.
Until Stephen let him off the hook, he said, you know, relax.
Not really,
I'm
you know.
Just joking with you, you know.
And the guy will eventually visit Canada, and he will be traveling along the Trans-Canada Highway in Kirkland, and he'll want to take a tour, you know.
You want to see the Prime Minister, right?
Yes, want to see the Prime Minister.
The old man with the scarf on the Canadian Tire money. I'd like to issue a really quick hello to our good friends at the West Island Model Airplane Club. We had them in last week.
Yeah, it's quite interesting.
Their field is actually, it's out in the West Island, okay? It's near Cap Saint-Jacques. That's that area just to the west. You take Gouin West, so St. Charles North, Gouin West. You'll see there's supposed to be CIQC banners there, and you just go right up the road. It's a long road to the access road because they keep the airplanes off the beaten path so you don't bother anybody. But they got a sun shelter they just built, so you can go there. And even if you're curious to see what it's like to fly a radio-controlled plane, because it is really neat, they probably have their trainer plane there with a buddy box, so you know there's no danger, and you can try it as long as you like. So talk to any of the members there. It's a great club. The people are super, so I got to thank the gentleman from WIMAC for coming in last week. Plus, a little announcement there, too, Steve. Have you noticed a little bit
yes,
of...
Yes, a good look. You're looking good.
I have now officially lost 50 pounds. I've crossed the 50-pound mark.
It must be the hands of Chad.
Yeah, it must be the hands of Chad, eh? Milking me for that, eh? No, actually, it was my diet clinic. I go to Maurice LaRocque Diet Clinic on Sherbrooke Street West. He's not allowed to have advertising, but I am able to tell everybody where I went.
Well, I guess he's allowed to have testimonials from satisfied customers.
Definitely. So go there. It's a great place. Anybody with a few pounds to lose is... It's probably the only place that ever worked for me. Real doctors, you know, we're not talking about little nurses and little frilly outfits going, oh, pretty, and little ribbons. And
yes, you know.
And these guys are the real.
You have to have somebody who has that medical background to supervise. You don't want to do anything, you know.
So remember, you want to go there, 932-3300. That's the number. So tell them you heard it on Travel World from Willem Pagus. And I'm going to continue down. I've got my goal is still a long way off, so what can I tell you? At any rate, it was a terrific day here on Travel World.
Oh, yeah, we had fun.
Tom Messner.
We had fun, and we're certainly going to have fun thinking of what those listeners are doing down in Waterbury. Lynn Vignola's Black Locust Inn. And,
welcome, Air Montreal, our new
Air
sponsor.
Air Montreal sponsor. The number is Black Locust Inn, 1-800-366-5592, and Air Montreal, 1-888-631-2111. Next week, we'll be learning more about Air Montreal when Judy Fay, Director of Marketing for Air Montreal, drops by to introduce us to some of her routes and her services, and also marking the 30th anniversary of the Montreal Expos. Expos Vice President Bill Stoneman will be joining
us. Bill Stoneman on our show?
Yes, he'll be on, talking about some of his travel experiences over the past 30 years, some of his favorites and picks and things he likes to do. So
you get the most amazing guests, Steve.
Yeah, next week, right here, 11 to noon on Travel World.
And Eden, it was a pleasure having you. This is the last moment on Travel World we'll be hearing from you. So,
thank you for having me on here.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Please do feel free to call in. Tell us about your travels.
Sure. I'll update more Hands of Chad.
We'd
like it.
So thank you for listening, everybody, to Travel World. It's, as the theme song says, always great to come back to Canada's greatest city, without a doubt, Montreal. Hello to all our internet listeners, including Bluefield, West Virginia, and Dolly. And, I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Eden Latrondo.
And I'm Stephen Pickford. Join us next Saturday, 11 to noon, for Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC, news and information radio that's interactive.
It's your turn to discover.